CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Havana calling. CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Radio Havana calling all shortwave listeners and radio amateurs. Welcome to... DXers Unlimited, Radio Havana's weekly feature dedicated to the fascinating world of radio communications.
Hola, mis amigos radio aficionados around the world. Sorry to tell you the bad news. We are now having to deal with really very poor high-frequency band propagation conditions during the next several days. It is quite obvious that propagation conditions, especially on the 15, 12, and 10 meters amateur bands, will take a turn for the worse, as it always happens during the late spring and summer seasons, when solar activity is at very low levels, as it is right now. The expanded free electrons concentrations at the height of the F2 layer during the daytime make propagation very poor, but in contrast, during the night hours, the F layer during the evening hours will boost the DX conditions until around local sunrise. And yes, the sun was blank, totally spotless for the past 4 days when I recorded this show, and this was Saturday morning, local time in Havana. And what's the bad news? Now ready for the still more bad news? Well, yes it is. F2 and F layer propagation on those bands will decline thereafter. I'm talking about especially 15, 12, and 10 meters, with only sporadic events making possible to use the frequency range between 20 and 50 megahertz. The lower bands, 160, 80, 60, and 40 meters, should be reasonably good by the start of the upcoming autumn and winter season. And by the way, Mexico has added the 60 meters amateur bands to the possibilities of their ham radio operators. Mexico will operate on 60 meters amateur band from now on. In a recent presentation by noted American radio amateur K9LR Carr, I quote, "Available data suggests that cycle 24, the current solar cycle, the ongoing one, will bottom out in 2020 instead than during 2019. It's going to be a year later." And he advised that radio amateurs may need to lower their expectations on the higher bands, especially 20, 17, 15, 12, and also on 6 meters, due to the expected upcoming periods of very, very low solar activity ahead of us. And K9LA, the propagation guru, added, "I think the only conclusion we can make with some confidence is that we are headed for several low-amplitude small solar cycles." He cited various evidences related to the sun's polar fields, which appear to be decreasing in strength, the A-index trends, and cosmic ray data to support his assertion. He said, and he cautioned us, as other solar gurus have done while advancing forecasts, that however, past performance doesn't necessarily predict future performance. And I hope that he's right on that one, at least. There seems to be a good correlation between how long does a solar minimum last and the behavior of the next solar cycle that follows it. The longer time you spend at solar minimum, the smaller the next cycle is going to be. He observed during his presentation that hams active since the 1950s and 1960s, like yours truly, have experienced short intercycle solar minimums of approximately 2 years duration, until the one between solar cycle 23 and solar cycle 24 that lasted very long, 4 years, producing terrible propagation conditions never before seen. K9LA, one of the well-known radio amateur propagation gurus, Carl, has cited historical sunspot cycle data going back centuries, including the very famous Maunder minimum of zero and near zero sunspots that happened between the years 1645 and 1715. And a later, less drastic Dalton minimum also recorded. He pointed out that over the last 11,000 years, 19 notable grand maximums have occurred, including the huge solar cycle 19 and the cycles around it, and 27 notable ground minimums were recorded at the same time. We are likely to have more of both grand maximums and grand minimums in the upcoming future, he predicted. The current system of numbering sunspot cycles began with solar cycle 1, in the mid-18th century. We don't fully understand what's happening inside the sun that makes solar cycles, he added. Thus, you should exercise caution with statements seen in the news during these days. I'm sure that many of you, the DXers Unlimited listeners, have heard have heard me many times advancing forecasts about a very small peak of solar activity to happen during cycle 25, the next one, while the 2014 cycle 24's maximum activity of 114 sunspots count will probably not be happening again in many, many years to come. As a preliminary conclusion, take note that we will need larger and more efficient antennas for the lower frequency bands and shift our operating habits, the present ones, to include more highly sophisticated, energy-efficient digital modes, as well as getting better acquainted with amateur radio satellites and enjoy operating through them. More Radio Hub related information coming up in just a few seconds after a short break. I am Arnie Coro, Radio Amateur CO2KK, your host here at the weekend edition of the Access Unlimited. This is Radio Havana, Cuba. The name of the show is the Access Unlimited, and here are more Radio Hub related items. And item 4, the cost of commercially built amateur radio equipment with full capability places those sets well above the average entry-level ham operator is willing to pay. In the case of nations with low average national income wages, the development of ham radio is very slow indeed, precisely because of the very high cost of the typical high-technology, high-frequency band transceivers, some of them equipped with 6-meter band too. Attempts to reverse that trend are sprouting all over the world, with efforts coming mainly from radio clubs that count with the cooperation of well-experienced radio amateurs capable of designing single-band radios that enter into the low parts count category and thus cost less money. Some of them are sold as kits, that is, a full set of parts with comprehensive step-by-step assembly and final adjustment procedures manuals. Happily, some of those kits have proven to be the road to local growth of activity, and at the same time, they have helped to boost the local clubs' meetings. Here in Cuba, several radio clubs are now involved in the design and construction of single-band 40-meter transceivers based on the well-proven designs that originated way back in 1982 and have continued in time. As a matter of fact, the original Hawaii 82 double sideband transceivers, and also with CW capability, were so well-built that several of the original prototypes are still on the air, many, many years after they were built, something I learned this past week when receiving a call from a low-power station, a QRP operator, more than 600 miles away from my QTH here in Havana. He told me that his Hawaii 82 original transceiver was now helped by a homebrew amplifier, a 50 watts linear amplifier built using MOS FET devices that he has recycled from a computer UPS power supply. And amigos, now at the end of the show, as always, let me tell you that propagation conditions are going to be very poor during the next 2 to 3 days. Solar activity is at extremely low levels, zero sunspot counts for the past 5 days, and I expect that this will continue during the next following days.
And that's all for today. This is Arnie Coro, Radio Amateur CO2KK, your host here at Radio Havana's DXS Unlimited, saying 73 and very good DX.